of that doubt, they counting me out, I'm getting it in, yeah. No time for no loss, I'm paying the cost, I'm in it to win, yeah. Refuse, mine, it can't be diffused. If you ain't thinking the same, then we playing by different rules. You can't see the vision, we living at different views. Until we complete the mission, keep getting up, never snooze. I walked a mile in my shoes, had the mind of a fool, chasing diamonds and jewels. Trust me, I was confused. Started minding my business and used my mind as a tool. Ended up finding my purpose and found the time to get to it. They told me I couldn't do it, they told me I couldn't make it. They sold it, could never break it. That's sadly mistaken. I need a piece of the pie, I want it so bad I can taste it. They told me, like, told me, keep on running toes, they gon' take them.
Refuse to lose, built to win, apply myself, I felt it in. No time for the doubt, they counting me out, I'm getting it in, yeah. No time for no loss, I pay for the cost, I'm winning to win, yeah. Refuse to lose, I'm built to win, apply myself, I felt it in.
Welcome to Refuse to Lose Sports. My name is Joe Jordy. I'm excited about every Monday, man. I feel like I'm like extra energized for the show. Cause it's like 2 days we're gonna do the show, you know. So I got my bros with me, Dave and Tomo. What's good, fellas?
It's your weekend, man. It's your weekend. I ain't got too much to say, man. You know, you say you got your get back. You know, we ain't had a unicorn out there, but I ain't gonna say too much. I mean, my Cowboys made me happy. The Terps lost, but the Lady Terps is doing their thing. So Women History Month in full effect. So I mean, my emotions is all over the place, but I'm doing good. What's up, Dave?
As for me, Duke lost, so that hurts a little bit. Tomo, don't. I knew you would. Don't even touch that freaking button. But Duke lost. You know, Miami got blown out by Chicago, but then we beat the Pistons. So, you know, it's bittersweet, but it's Monday, so you know what it is. Turn me up! Turn me up. Let's get it.
Let's go. So look, y'all, before we get started, we got a lot to talk about. But make sure y'all like this video. Like the video. If you're on, just hit that like button. Also, subscribe to the YouTube channel. That's very important. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't. Share this video with somebody that you guys know personally so they can come on and watch live with us. Also, use that comment section. As you can see, some people are already in the comments. Use that comment section. We can see all the comments. Y'all will be putting down throughout the show. And then, Dave, let's talk about those IG chats that we got going on.
All right. First, I got to say I apologize to the parlay chat for not sending a message out. So I got to get that out the way first. And then shout out to women. It's Women's History Month. So I got to say, you know, appreciate you women for everything that you do. Started off like that. Now, as far as the chats, as you can see, we got it down low. We got NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, college football, college basketball, and boxing. And I just mentioned the parlay chat. So, you know, parlay chat is, I guess there's really no alerts for that one. But we do parlays on there. So, hey, if you want to do a parlay, you want to get in the parlay chat, let us know. But in those other chats, all the sports chats, we give you all the breaking news that's going on. And you get it here first before it drops on Twitter, before it drops on Bleacher Report, before it pops on ESPN, before FS1. We put all that stuff out there, right there first. Like earlier today when we found out the Brandon Cooks, when Brandon Cooks got traded, my brother didn't know because he saw it on ESPN. I said, oh yeah, I already knew that. We had that in the chat. So that's the thing. You get access to those things in the chat. And not just that, the Commanders are this close to selling the team. This close. Shout out to Mark because he's the one that put it in there. They're this close to selling for $6 billion to a guy named Josh Harris. I think that's his name, but correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. But we get all that stuff in there, whether it's the John Morant news. We put that out first. No matter what the situation is, no matter what it is, we put it out there. The fight's going on between Tank and the other guy, you know.
Yeah, we don't. You talking about Javier Garcia?
Yeah. That guy.
They don't sleep, so, boy.
But we put all that stuff in there. But the main chat is the Refuse to Lose chat. That's the chat where we pretty much talk about any and every sport. and we have debates in there. We talk about things, and we have a camaraderie there as well, because we also, there's a lot of people in those chats that have sports that, you know, we can always help each other in. We have a catering business in there. Shout out to Kevo for that. So we have a few things in there. We have there's a lawn service, a carpet service in there, and we have someone that's even doing to help out with financial services. So when, no matter what it is, we got somebody in there to help you out with everything. And that's the Refuse to Lose chat. And in order to get that into that one, you got to be involved into all of those other chats. I mean, and that doesn't mean just in the chat. You got to talk, you know, talk about some stuff and have some knowledge, for one. You can't just be in there and you talk about nonsense. You know, you got to be able to back up what you're talking about. And you got to be active in the comment section. As you see, we got Carl, Jerry, Kevo, and Worm in there. So we got all that in there. To get and refuse to let use and the Refuse to Lose chat, you got to be involved in all of that. And it's simple. And then, of course, it's on IG. It's only on IG. We don't have a Facebook one. We're not on TikTok. Don't try to tweet us and try to say we want to get in there. We're not on there. We are. The chats are on IG. So if you want to get in the IG chats, put your IG name in the comment section or follow one of us on IG, and we can add you in there.
Let's get it. And last but not least, enjoy the rest of the show. So we're going to kick this thing off. We got to talk about Tom Moe's Cowboys. So two things happened. First off, you guys signed Brandon. You guys traded for Brandon Cooks. Traded two draft picks to get Brandon Cooks. But yeah, tight end Schultz, he walked away today and went to the other Texas team. I'm about to call him Texans team. All right, so Tom, I'm going to let you kick this one off, man. You kick it off. This is your squad. You talk to us. Let us know what's going on. Is this brand like how better are the – how much better are the Cowboys with this Brandon Cooks trade?
How about – I was only giving that because Kev said that craziness, man. I mean, we did – we definitely bolstered the roster. You see the banner here. It says stars are aligning. I mean, there was a heavy debate in the NFL chat, you know, from my homeboy Worm, you know, said the Cowboys are not in win now mode in Jerry Jones' eyes. So, you know, after you and Worm had that full length debate, I had to sit back and think about it, right? I was like, well, Jerry's not running the team no more, Worm. So you got to think about it. Steven Jones is in win now mode. This is his version of win now mode. Because normally, if you think about, excuse me, if you think about what the Cowboys doing that offseason, it's we like our guys' approach, i.e., we don't trade draft picks. We re-sign our own guys, and then we go into the draft and we build from there. Best player available. Like, these are all the quotes that you would hear, and these are all the quotes you have been hearing for the last few years. Look at our roster now. We've cut in some fat. We got rid of Zeke. You know, we got a couple Schultz. Schultz is gone. Our offensive line is still a little flaky. We're going to figure out what we're going to do with Tyron Smith. I was going to say Tyron Jones. Look at me. Thing about Byron Jones, but we got, and then we traded draft picks to go get who? Stephon Gilmore. You know, come on now, you got it. That's a big moment. That's a big moment because we literally had three cornerbacks on our roster, literally signed on the roster before we got him. So now with that, you can now go into the draft. You know, they say it's a heavy defensive back draft, so you can get some more players developed that way, because we know our strength and our best coach is on the defensive side. But let's talk about the most recent thing that happened. We still need a defensive tackle. For me to be in win now mode, we get a defensive tackle and a left tackle. I say we're going somewhere. But until then, I think we're in get better mode, or AKA Steven Jones win now mode. We know Jerry Jones mode is Odell, D-Hop, you know, things like that. It's not happening no more, fellas. Hey, Cowboy Nation, it's not happening no more. This is the biggest offseason move you're going to see until they get rid of Dak Prescott. Unless D-Hop gets cut, make the call. Hey, you never know. Things happen, you know. Look at Darius Slay. But on the offensive side, that shocked me Sunday. That shocked me. That definitely shocked me. You know, it was one of those things where it was like, we want to get D-Hop. We might get Odell. And then they go back and spend the block on a trade that they possibly was going to do mid-season. It's crazy, too, because if you think about it, they were trying to trade for Jerry Jeudy in Denver. He was another phone call that the Cowboys had made. So I was thinking they was more so going to try to make that happen until I found out that the Broncos wanted more picks. like a first round pick. How you up the trade from what you did last from like mid season? That's kind of like what the Seahawks tried to do to us when we wanted Earl Thomas. I ain't forget about that. But they make the call. Jerry give up a fifth this year, and I think he give up a sixth next year. We get Brandon Cooks in house. You know, he was 18 mil on the books. And when I say cut fat, they literally cut his salary all the way down. I think Gilmore is now making 12. And the way they talk about restructuring so much of Brandon Cooks deal, I know Houston taking 6 mil of that, and then they're going to restructure a little bit more. So I think he's going to be making almost close to like 9 to maybe 10 mil, and that's going to be a cap hit. So that's a move. I mean, and you got to pay him up. Yeah, I think this guy was what, out of the nine, this would be his 10th season, but 6 out of the 9 years, he a 1K receiver. I would say we pulled the A.J. Brown move. I know Kev gonna like that. It's looking like we follow. It look like we following in the footsteps, fellas. It's y'all time to say we following in y'all footsteps because y'all been trying to be us for so long. But we went and got us a complimentary receiver who is getting over 1,000 yards. To pay up with our number one receiver, CeeDee Lamb, and hopefully if Gallup's fully healthy, you get a fully healthy Gallup, and then you could probably get your two guys, you know, like your Jalen Tolberts. I'm still wary, though, because I think Odell Beckham may still be in play. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me how. Exactly, but I think it's going to happen some way, somehow, because Jerry still want to do something to sell tickets. Like, Brandon Cooks is good, but we want to sell tickets. Like, you want to get on – you want to be on First Take. And Odell's going to get you on First Take. One more thing I want to throw out there. We don't have any running backs. So until we get a running back, I ain't saying we know it. We need something. I didn't like that move. That's the one person we should have let go. I mean, we did cut fat with Zeke. I think we should have let the hurt player go and kept Zeke and then restructure his contract. Because at least he can play starting week one going into training camp. You know you have an actual back there. You don't know what you're going to get out of Tony Pollard. And with the free agency market, there's so many Tony Pollards out there that you could have signed another one, like Kareem Hunt, you know, just names like that. But for me, I liked it. I'm just happy to be in the news for the good reasons. And, well, we only up from here.
Mm-hmm. Dave?
So, I like the move. I'm not going to lie. I like the move. Brandon Cooks is a good receiver. I believe this was if you look at it, it was pretty much a swap because Noah Brown went to the Texans and now Brandon Cooks is with the Cowboys. So I guess it was the Noah Brown and Dalton Schultz to the Texans. You got Brandon Cooks. Just that's essentially that's kind of sort of what you really did. You really just let them two go there. And then you just like, all right, we just go get Brandon Cooks. Brandon Cooks also asked for a trade last year before the trade deadline, but they didn't trade him anywhere. He stayed there. So he got his wish now. He's actually traded now. He's with the Cowboys. He's with a better team. Now, with all these moves they made, the big question is still Dak Prescott. So, Dak, what are you going to do this year? Now that you have two good weapons now, three, if Michael Gallup is healthy. You lost your best tight end, Dalton Schultz, but I think your backup tight end is still good enough to be able to suffice. Zeke is gone. He's no longer able to really do what he needs to do anymore. So you still have Tony Pollard. I'm guessing he's going to be your number one running back.
Hey, when you paying him 10 mil, you saying he's your number one.
Hey, yeah, I get you pay him 10 mil, you cut Zeke, so he has to be your number one. Mm-hmm. Who's your backup going to be? That's what I want to figure out. Because I know there were times last year where Tony Pollard was tired after getting a certain amount of carries. So we'll see how that happens throughout this year, if he's able to split that with someone else. There are some running backs out there that are still on the market, so you still have a chance to do that. Derrick Henry still on the trade block. I'm not sure if Jerry's going to make that kind of move to go get somebody like Derrick Henry, because then that puts Tony Pollard back as a backup, and I don't think they're going to do that. But that's just to throw a name out there. I like the move so far. CBS Sports gives you guys a grade of an A- for as far as your free agency moves. So I don't know if I would give it an A-, but it's definitely a good grade. B+, A-, it's pretty much the same thing. So it's a good move so far. But the big question is, what is Dak going to do? I think he does make your offense better because he's better than Noah Brown. He's better than Dalton Schultz. Like you say, he's a 1,000-yard receiver with 6 out of 9 seasons. He's a really good receiver. We know he's a number one. He just wasn't in the right system. He didn't have a quarterback there. All he had was Davis Mills. And that's not talking much. I think anybody would agree that Dak Prescott is a lot better than Davis Mills. So I like the move. I think it's going to be good, but we'll see.
All right. First off, Tomo.
Stop the cap.
All right.
You mean protect the cap.
Brown.
Right. Whoa. Y'all know why I say that. And y'all know why I say that. Okay,
then. He's a complimentary receiver.
There you go.
But I know why you say it, but I disagree with that premise. Okay?
Hey, how many Super Bowls has A.J. Brown helped win?
I mean,
Randy Cooks did.
Yeah. So did James White.
Hey. So did Juju. So I'm just saying.
So did Juju. You're right. So did Juju. All right. So I like the move, Tomo. I think it's a good move. Like Worm keeps saying, y'all addressed it a big need. An explosive player as a receiver. Y'all had Tony Pollard. That was like y'all explosive guy. And y'all were in the bottom of the league in 30-yard passes, like 30 yards in the air passes, completions in the league, 30 yards or more. Y'all were like in the bottom. And Brandon Cooks, right, was only second behind Tyreek Hill since he's been in the league. So I think Brandon Cooks is a good explosive player. Only thing is, will he be healthy throughout the whole season? That's my only thing about him. That's the only time he really hasn't really gotten 1,000 yards when he didn't play the whole season. So it was a good move. And I like the Stephon. I wasn't here for Stephon Gilmore. I like that move. Now, my issue, like you said, I know you mentioned the D-tackle, which you've been talking about this since last year, right, which is crazy. You've been saying this since early last year. But your offensive line. Now, obviously, if y'all are healthy, then y'all should be okay. But if one injury happens, then that's going to be a problem for your offensive line. Y'all don't have that there, the offensive line. And as far as the running backs, I heard the noise that y'all are talking to Ronald Jones from the Bucks last year. So, I mean, he's not no great back, but he's a back, all right? I could just come right in. So I got a question for you, though, Tombo, as a Cowboy fan. So David mentioned Dak Prescott is up to him. How much pressure do you think Dak Prescott has coming into the season? So far, do you think? Because let me lay out for you. Because Mike McCarthy called the plays. Mike McCarthy said they want to go back to run the ball more. He basically saying Kellen Moore messed y'all up, so they're gonna run the ball more. And we always said when y'all run the ball more than throw the ball, y'all are basically undefeated. So if that screws this up, then like just tell me how much pressure does he have coming this season?
It's not on Dak.
You're right, KC.
That's what it was on. It's on the defense. But nah, on the scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to say it's a 10 pressure-wise because they literally got rid of everything. There's no more excuses, Dak. Your go-to running back is gone because what's the favorite stat on ESPN? The Cowboys are what? 13-0 when Zeke runs the ball over 100 yards. He's gone. The O-line is up and down, so the protection of the pocket is 50-50. So now your awareness has to be 10 times better. So that excuse is gone. They gave you an extra weapon on the outside with Gallup. Hopefully Gallup comes back fully healthy. But now you've seen what CD did after Dak got back when he started actually making plays and not dropping the ball in big moments. So you see you got your receivers there. You got your weapons on the outside. And the backup tight ends with Ferguson and Hendershot, like last year Dallas had a great trio at tight end. So you got that as well. And on top of that, that defense. Like, it's solely on you. That 49ers game, like, imagine if we had all those weapons in that 49ers game and Dak still would have lost the way he did. Oh, he would have been, you know what?
You're done, son.
Because once Pollard went down, they already knew the only weapon we had was CD. And look what Dak did. He threw 4 or 5 interceptions. So if you get Cooks, Gallup, CD, both your tight ends, and we'll see what happens with this running back situation. And you have that defense where you got 2 stout cornerbacks with that pass rush, and your safeties aren't slouches, and you got some middle-of-the-pack linebackers. Like, come on, bro. There's no more excuses. Like, it's solely on you. Like, you have to take this year and progress, not regress. Because last season, I think he regressed. Like, people forget that he broke his thumb, too. So that's a little bit of a built-in excuse of why he probably threw all of the interceptions. But Dak, nah. There's nothing. Nah, so you on 10 right now.
I agree. I agree. I was going to our next topic. Our next topic is OKC, y'all. OKC is now in the AC in the West after beating the Suns. And, hey, man, let's talk about this. Can they make the playoffs or will they make the playoffs? All right. So, first, I want to talk about why they're who they are. Now, I don't think we ever had a segment on OKC, but in the NBA chat or a conversation I had with people in the chat, they've been better defensively since like the first month of the year. All right. They've been way better defensively. So I'm gonna give you some numbers. So they are top 10 defense right now. They are third in steals, David. First in opponents' points off turnovers, third in opponents' points on fast breaks, right? So what they do is they limit, if you watch them, like they're very long, like like Giddey is 6'8", SGA is 6'6". That Williams kid is like 6'6" also, right? So they got like length, right? And they get a lot of deflections. So, and then I remember when we played them as the Kings, they turn the ball over a lot. They force a lot of turnovers. So because of that, it allows them to get extra possessions. They are number one in the league in field goal attempts, right? Because of that, right? Because they get so many extra possessions, right? And they also aid the rebound. So, and they got SGA averaging 31 points a game, certified bucket. No matter how you want it, he going to give it to you no matter how you want it. You want to hit? You want it in mid-post? I got you. You want me to go to the cup? I got you. You want me to hit a three? I got you. No matter how you want it, SGA can serve it to you, and it'll be well done. So, but I don't think they'll make the playoffs, though. I don't think they'll make the playoffs because I believe they'll make the play-in, but I don't think they'll make that top eight seed. They're not ready yet. I'm not going to say they're not ready. I just don't think they will. I mean, I had no explanation. They do have the clothes and all that stuff. Their team, I don't think, is good enough to beat, because they'll have to play this. If it ended right now, they will play the Warriors at home. And if that was the case, the Warriors are awesome at home. All right. They have the third best home record in the NBA while having the worst road record. So I'm going to say no, they're going to fall out the play in. And then next year, though, when Chat come back, they get a lottery pick. It's going to be scary for OKC.
I like what you said here, because this goes back to our mid-off debate that we had. You see what happens when you trade and your franchise finally has an actual focus or direction on which way they want to go? They went with a youth movement. And they was like, okay, we may not win a lot of games, but we may win some games, but we're going to compete night in and night out. And look where they at now. Like you said, we haven't talked about OKC all season. Like, I mean, all season on the show. Like, we may have – last week you all brought him up because we talking about clutch players. And shout-out Devon. Like, he was ready for the beam. But SGA, man, when he went to the Clippers, I was mad a little bit. You know how you had that franchise point guard? Like, we had John Wall at that time. But I was like, something about SGA, I was like, we need him. Like, if we could get him, that would be so great. But we already got a point guard, so we're not going to draft him. The Clippers moment, you know, sometimes people need a new place, and this is his place. That trade worked out perfectly. Do I think they're going to make the playoffs? They got a good shot, because right now they got the Clippers twice. They got the Lakers. Portland talking about sitting Dame down, so they got Portland after that. And then they got, like, their schedule is pretty weak. Now, when it comes down to them having to play Golden State, like you said, at home, you know, the pool is open. The Splash Bros show up at home. They would have got lucky if it was in OKC. I like everything that they got going on, but I'm going to say they make the playoffs. I'm going to pick them to make the playoffs, because I think the Warriors are going to move up. They're going to find a way and move up.
Okay. I wonder who spot they're going to take.
Yeah. Probably Phoenix. Continue. Or the Clippers. They right there. If you look at the standings, they right there.
Mm-hmm. They are. All the West teams are bunched up.
Yeah.
They are. Yeah. But Phoenix is in the fourth spot right now. I don't think they're going to fall down to seven.
Don't say that five.
Golden State's at seven. Golden State's at seven. OKC's at eight.
Hey, ESPN, don't set me up. I'm looking at it. I don't know what you're looking at, Dave.
I'm looking at it right now. You got Denver, Sacramento, Memphis, Phoenix, the Clippers, Dallas, Golden State, OKC, Minnesota, and the Lakers.
Mine's backwards. Mine's got Phoenix, Golden State, Dallas, then Minnesota.
Yeah, you ESPN messing you up, my guy, because Golden State is number 7 seed right now.
Okay.
I agree with Tomo, but for a different reason.
Okay.
I agree with Tomo simply because they've been playing really well lately. And yes, I understand that the Warriors have a really good home record, but they can be got at home. I think they can be got at home. Simply because they're so inconsistent. Like Joe said, they have one of the best home records, but they have one of the worst road records. And it's actually, if you look at it, it's identical, but backwards. They're 29-7 at home and 7-29 on the road. I don't know if that's ever happened before. Was the pretty much the record's just about the same, but reversed. OKC in the last 10 games are 7-3. See, they've been playing really well lately in the last 10 games. The Warriors have not. The Warriors are under 500 in the last 10 games. They're 4-6 in the last 10 games. And I understand that some of those games have been road games. I get it. Most of them, yeah. But they still have some road games left, and they have enough. It's not like OKC is too far back to that they won't be able to catch the Warriors and pass them. I think they have enough games left to where they'll be able to pass them. They're only a half game behind them, and the Warriors still have 5 road games left. Mm-hmm. More than likely, they're going to lose at least 3 of those games. I think that's enough for OKC to be able to pass them and take the number 7 seed. And if they have the number 7 seed, I'm taking OKC to beat the Warriors in the play-in. SGA has been playing well. You got Giddey. They've been playing well as a team, man. Like Joe said, their defense has definitely improved. I just like this OKC team. I think SGA is ready. Not sure if this entire team is ready to make a playoff run, but I think they're ready to win 2 games in the play-in just to be able to make it into the playoffs. So I think they have a good shot.
Oh, my ESPN, I had it on wins, losses. That's why it was off like that. But if you look at their record, they're only 3 games back from the Clippers.
Yeah, yeah. They played like Joe said, like 4 all down, all of them are really, really close.
And Phoenix like is at 4.
Yeah, I know, but they're not going to go all the way down to there. And plus, we just got a news that KD might be coming back soon. So,
but are they going to mop the floor before the game again?
Come on, man.
I'm just saying. We don't know.
We don't know that, right. But I'm just saying. And Mark, it's not that I doubt Steph. I'm not doubting Steph. It's not Steph. Steph then put up 50 points against against the Clippers and they still lost. It's not Steph. Steph is not the issue. It's the team. The team is the issue. The team is not good right now. They can't win a road game to save their life. They are 7-29 on the road. That is terrible. As long as you have that, I don't think that you're going to be able to. If you are playing on the road and playing, I don't have them winning. I'm sorry.
Golden State. Take the D out. Golden State.
To be honest with you, it's hard to pick who's going to make it, you know? Like, you can't get mad at any answer, you know? Like, I'm not mad at you picking OKC. It all depends on matchup when the play-in start. If they are in the play-in, they might be out. They might be in. You feel me? Because, like you said, they are basically a half game, into the sixth spot for real, behind Dallas. But at the same time, they are a game out the play-in. You know, like so like every day it's gonna be musical chairs every day, bro. Like every day people gonna be switching seats all the time. You know, so tomorrow when we come back on the show, I don't think they play tonight. But you never know. Be based on the standings today, they might drop or they might go up. So we'll see, but I like SGA, man. I like his game. I would love to see him in the playoffs to get that playoff experience and that playoff exposure for OKC. They kind of in a similar situation as us. They're not a primetime team, you know? So I would love to see that. But if they're the 7th seed, they might play us first round.
Yeah, and that's the matchup I'm willing to watch. I think both fan bases are going to be pretty ecstatic if both teams make the playoffs and they play each other. It's going to be an electric series, whether we think it is or not. I think it's going to be a great series.
This is going to happen.
Pun intended, Dave.
In fact, SGA is going to get his, but they're not good enough, man. That team is not good enough yet. They not. I'm saying
you ain't scared of Luke Dort.
All right, we go to the next topic. He's nice though. He's a good defender. He hit the open three. I like his energy, you know, but nah, man, they're not ready yet. They gonna get out coached off Bucks. We got a better team and a better coach. They're not beating us.
Speaking of coaches,
let's go to the Wizards. The Washington Wizards, man. Hey, if y'all didn't watch, the Kings play the Wizards on Saturday. And I was telling Tom, I was talking about my dog, my homie. But we got other Wizards fans like Devin that be hey, don't watch the Kings talk trash and all that stuff. Listen, I told you I was getting we gonna get our payback. I know y'all have Porzingis.
Like the game.
When you have Wear Velvet, I know they ain't the same tier. I get you, all right. But when you have one of our guys, even and we had Trey Lyles, ask Blazer about Trey Lyles. So the Kings beat the Wizards, and listen, this question was put in. I put it in because I want to know. I want to know what's the Wizards' biggest problem, Tomo. Y'all got the roster. Y'all got players. I mean, why are y'all the 12th seed? Talk to me.
All right, so I'm going to move. You said what's the biggest problem? Those three guys right there. That's Ted, Wes, and Tommy. That's it right there. You thought I was going to say Bradley Beal? No, because the fish rots from the head on down. Ted Leonsi is the reason why the Wizards are not where they are. One, you got to think. Ted owns the Caps, the Mystics, the Wizards. I think he's potentially trying to buy the Nets at some point. Out of those four teams, name the one team that's slacking the most in the city. The Wizards. The Wizards. Ted came in, bought the Caps. They went to they are in the playoffs. They are a threat in the NHL. They've won a Stanley Cup. Boom. Mystics come in. He got the Mystics. They're threatening the WNBA. He went out and got an MVP in Deladon. They made the playoff. They went to the finals her second year, I think. Lost. Came back, went to the finals again, and won the WNBA championship. Meanwhile, you got John Wall and Bradley Beal.
And they did at the same time, too.
Yeah, but he don't own the Nets, so I can't give him that. But
no, I'm on the Caps and the Mystics. They won at the same time.
Oh, let's talk about the trifecta. It was the Caps, Mystics, Nets. Wizards was all on the sideline clapping. They was all over there. They was just like, see you guys, we can do it. But now that's really the biggest thing. Wes Unseld, I mean, he came from the Nuggets, right? I think he was the defensive coordinator there. This is Wes Unseld Jr. we're talking about, right? Mm-hmm. When he came in, they brought him in. They said, hey, Wes was out there with the Nuggets. You know, he was a defensive coordinator. He helped in the progression with Jokic. That MVP season, he was there with Jokic. Jamal Murray, Michael Porter. People forget he also worked with the Golden State Warriors a little bit. So he was around Stephen Clay and them. He also had a little bit of the development with Vic Oladipo with the Pacers at some point. So he's been around good players. He's developed great players. You know what I mean? Like, if you look at this Wizards roster, it's nothing but untapped potential on that roster. You see, like, Kyle Kuzma came here and, you know, he's like, I won the finals with the Lakers. Took off, averaging 20. You know, Porzingis was like, I'm on a downturn with the Mavericks. Came here, took off. Bradley Beal, you know, he's just Bradley Beal, but he's, you know, he gonna find his way one day. He gonna get back to shooting threes. Like, Beal get back to the 3-point line, then that his game will go to the next level. Because right now, he just like driving and doing layups. Like, it's not the 90. The Wizards are built like a 95 team. We still got a big man down low. If Porzingis is hurt, you still got a traditional center. Like, nobody plays basketball like that. It's pick and roll. Look, it's a bone. I mean, and you see what you be saying about Pat. Like, come on. We the only two teams that still play like that.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, Bam came. We had Thomas Bryant at one point who can get you a mid-range or maybe a three, but they traded him all to the Lakers. So, to me, the biggest issue right now is from the owner down to the GM down to the coach. Let me tell you one more stat out here, right? When he was with Denver, right, the Nuggets went from 28th in defense to, like, top 10. Do you know where the Wizards at in defense? This guy was the defensive coordinator. We're 19th right now.
Mm.
And after yesterday, we should fall even more. Because if you watch that game, the calls is just crazy. You're doing a 2-3 zone, but they hitting from the slots. Easy money. Or the pick and rolls, you got people not switching, or they double teaming one player, and then you look over, you got, let's say, I'll use Red Velvet to be open for three. It just happens that way. Like, the Wizards are the lower version of the Lakers right now. And the Lakers are looking good at times. That's the issue.
Yeah.
I kind of want to say one thing about Washington sports. Why does it seem like everyone says that the Wizards and the Commanders are cursed? Why does everyone say that?
I wouldn't say
the Commanders because of the owner. That's probably why, because of the owner.
Yeah.
But the Wizards, that's my this may be my second or third time hearing that the Wizards are cursed. What?
They not cursed.
Jerry said that. Jerry had to say that.
I don't think they cursed. Like
right there.
But you're right that like y'all need coaching, man. Like, I'm watching that game, like you said, Tombo. I'm watching that game. I'm like, we just raining three. First of all, y'all going under the screens. I don't know why. Like if we hit all, we shot over 60% from three. If you didn't know, Dave, over 60% from three. We have three players hit five threes.
They shot 22 threes in our away game, Dave. They started chanting like the beam. I didn't even know Sacramento fans traveled. Like, when you ever seen a Kings fan outside of Dave? Like, I mean, Joe. Like, I ain't never seen one.
I've never met, other than Trent. Trent's the only one. And we met Trent because of Joe.
And with Joe, man, you know what I mean? Like, they didn't yell. It probably was Wizards fans yelling like the beam just to get them off the court, because that's how petty we are in this city. And I want to say one more thing. I mean, I know you. I'm going to let you guys go. But, Ty.
No, go ahead. No, it's your segment.
Look, Ty, the only reason I told you, and I'm going to stick to this, I would trash the Wizards and talk positive about the Wizards. But I just want them to be better than your team. Okay? Mm-hmm. I don't care about nothing else. If it wasn't for you, I would say I want them to tank it so they can get better, because right now we're going to be in cap space hell. But because you on here talking crazy, I want the Wizards just to make sure you don't make the playoffs. I don't care about nobody else.
And look, let me put that comment real quick. Hey, Jerry, chill out. But look, just because the question was, what's the problem? We didn't ask him, are y'all making a play in? He said, he told us what the problem was. Like, no, I mean, what's Indiana problem? Then will you better tell me? You know, I could tell you our problem. We ain't got no center. Like, we can't protect the paint for real. Like,
I talk about our problems all the time. y'all know the problems. I talk about them.
So I had no issue with that. So yeah, Tombo. You know, we let you get that out your system. You know, you feel better? Woosah.
Yeah, I'm good. I can go back. We can go back to normal.
Go back. All right, back to the show. All right. The Kings, man. The Kings and the Nuggets. All right. The Kings and Nuggets. The Kings are 3.5 games behind the Nuggets, with 12 games left. Can the Kings pass the Nuggets for number one seed?
Like the beam.
This is all I know, y'all. I ain't got no numbers for y'all, no stats for y'all. We're just talking right now, okay? This is what I know. Our team has turned a corner, y'all, since the All-Star break. Now, all year, we finished games. We finished games and all that stuff. But every game we play, there's an expectation that we're going to win now. Like that's how it is. Like, when I watch this play, it's kind of like, I know we're going to win. Shout out to my man, Cardo. He was talking trash. I told him on the Instagram video call that we were going to beat them. Tell you that, right? We're going to beat them. And he want to record me. I'm like, you can record me. Go ahead. What's up? Are you recording? And then we down by 15. I'm just watching. I'm like, we're going to win. Like, because one thing I learned about sports, great teams finish the game. Javon, shout out to my bro Javon. Javon, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not trying to diss y'all, but this is the truth. I watched the Orlando Magic and Magic game. I'm sorry, Orlando Magic and Lakers game last night.
Oh, man.
And Orlando Magic made run after run after run, but they never finished the run with the lead. They never did. They finished down by one, down by two, tied up. They would not capitalize on the one, because good teams know how to finish the deal. That's what I learned about sports. And one thing about this Kings team, we're doing that. So the Nuggets, not having Jamal Murray is big, as y'all can see, right? They are losing games. If they're not losing, they're playing these close games against these bad teams. Like, so all I'm saying is, if they lose, all they got to do is lose two more games than us. Because y'all know we played them at the end of the season. And the series is tied 2-1-1. So whoever win that game at the end of the season wins the tiebreaker. We play on the last game of the season, David. Last game. That's a playoff game. So I'm going to say yes. I'm gonna say yes. The only way we won't get that Stop number one seed, the only way we don't get that number one seed, David, is if the Nuggets don't lose two more games outside of us. That's the only way. But we're gonna do our part. We're gonna do our part. Now I'm gonna say yes.
You know why I played that, right?
Yeah.
Because a month ago, I sat on here and I was like, y'all could probably get that one seed. And you was like, nah, it's not gonna happen. You know, the
what
Nuggets
I say, though?
You gave a reason, but I'm just saying.
No, let the people know my reason, though. I'm trying to...
No, go ahead and repeat your reason. I'm gonna let you
repeat. I don't want nobody to say I had no faith in my team.
When you say
I said, unless something drastic happened to the Nuggets, and something did happen, Jamal Murray got hurt.
Joe.
I'm serious. They were winning.
I ain't gonna say, you know, we like, but Kev had a watch. I might need to come up with something because I'm telling you, man. Like, I told you, y'all could steal that one seed. Jamal Murray been in and out the lineup all season. Like, he literally played the Knicks game, but then he sat out their last game. Now, you say you only need them to lose two more games? I mean, they play the Wizards next. So the Wizards might steal that one, right?
I need that win.
Tom. We do. Come on, the Wizards might steal that one. But here's the two losses you might get. They play the Bucks and the 76ers. And you know Embiid, that's a personal game for him. So that's at least one. And they still got Phoenix. They going to Golden State, so they might steal that one. So you got a chance for them to lose two games. It's more so now the ball's in your court. You all have to show up and show out. And going off of what I seen last night and just from the Kings in general, you get a little ounce of defense. And, you know, you're what they call them, the bench mob. If they show up, y'all could beat Utah and Boston.
Oh, I mean, I ain't trying to talk trash, but
you can see. So, me, I said it a long time ago, so I'm going to go, yeah, y'all can get that one seed. And let's talk about how the franchise has turned. Dave, what you think?
Franchise already turned. They're the number two seed in the West. I think that's already concluded. As far as losing those two games, Joe, I can name a couple games they can lose.
Mm.
So after they play the Wizards, they play the Bucks.
They actually got to lose one or two, unless because we're not going undefeated.
No, you got to do what Ty said. You got to say easy money. You say easy money, they're going to lose.
Let me keep going, Joe. After they play the Bucks, they play the 76ers.
L.
Then they play the Pelicans. They can win that. They're at home. But after that, they go on the road and play Phoenix.
Maybe with KD. Go ahead.
They play the Warriors at home. They can win that. The Rockets have been hot lately, so the Rockets can definitely catch them on that one. That's a game that they can lose.
I don't know about that.
They play the Suns again on the road. Then they play the Jazz, and you said, like you said, y'all played them the last game of the season. So that's at least four or five games that they can lose. So it's very possible that y'all can catch them. Very, very possible. At this moment, I'm going to say yes.
Oh, let's go. Like the bee.
Yes.
Like the
bee. Simply because y'all have been better in y'all last 10 games. For me, I look at the last five, last 10 games and which in the teams that you played. The last 10 games, y'all are 8-2.
Mm-hmm.
11-2 since All-Star break.
11-2 since All-Star break.
Hold on, time out.
The guys, Nuggets.
One thing. Can we not say anything about All-Star break? I'm having PTSD from them stats.
Look, you ain't the only one having PTSD. I mean, look at what just happened to us a couple games ago. but the Nuggets are at 500. So 5-5. In the last 10 games. So that means at this moment, you have a 3-game lead over the last 10 games. I'm almost certain that they're going to lose at least 3 more games. There's at least 3 more games they're going to lose. The Bucks, they may win that one because they're at home against the Bucks. Because they have a really good home record at 30-6 at home. So they're a lot better at home than they are on the road. So they can more than likely they can win that game, but it's Giannis, so you never know what can happen. Giannis, Brooke Lopez, Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton is starting to play a lot better. So who knows what's going to happen in that game? Phoenix, KD might be coming back soon, so if he comes back, I'm going with Phoenix. I'm sorry. Mm. I'm going with Phoenix. 76ers, Joel Embiid is on an attack mode right now. He's doing whatever he can to make sure he wins MVP. I don't see the 76ers losing against the Nuggets, so I think that's an L.
Yeah.
And I'm really – something's really telling me that the Rockets have a really good chance to beat the Nuggets. The Rockets have been beating some good teams, some teams that were talked about early in the season. The Pelicans is one of them. Now, I understand they've had injuries. Zion's been out.
Celtics.
They beat the Celtics. They've been beating some really good teams. So the Nuggets is one of those good teams.
Are the Lakers considered a good team?
They beat the Lakers too. Look, the Lakers are in the play-in, so they count. The Rockets are not in the play-in, the Lakers are, so that counts to me. So I'm going to say yes. It's a slight yes, but I'm going to say yes. I think the Kings can certainly take the number one spot. But if not, I mean, it doesn't hurt to be the number two seed after you missed the playoffs the last 16 seasons. I mean, like I said, this franchise has already been turned around. It's really not my child. Just go ahead and give the award to Mike Brown now. There's really no point in trying to give it to anyone else. Just go ahead and give it to Mike.
And then look at our schedule, y'all. We play Utah tonight. We already up 2-0. We play Boston at home, get back season. We play Phoenix. They beat us 2-1. We got to tie the series up. We play Utah again. Sweep! Minnesota, series tie. We got to win that at home. Portland, in a back-to-back game. Spurs, you're done, son. Pelicans. They might have Zion back, depending on what Zion's status will be. Dallas, Golden State at home, like in Sacramento, and then the Nuggets. So we got a favorable schedule. And all those teams we play are in a play-in, too. So some of y'all getting knocked out.
Like the Mavericks?
We driving through the alley with a Florida Spore. So you got trash cans in the alley? It's getting driven over. All right? That's y'all. Y'all trash cans. We the Florida Spore, all right? So get out the way. That's all I gotta say.
I thought you were talking about boys in the hood. I'm like,
Ricky!
Yeah, somebody need to make that meme.
We ain't putting the Jones from the sideline, you feel me? We ain't doing that, all right?
Somebody need to make that meme about Joel Embiid pulling up for that MVP. Mm-hmm. Joker!
That's a good idea. All right, y'all, let's go to our next topic. All right, it's the next topic. So let's talk about the LA team, the one that's in the basement, they say, the LA Clippers. So the Clippers right now are looking pretty good. They started off bad with Westbrook. I know we had this conversation before. You know what, Dave? I want you to start this one off because David said that this would not work. I remember that. He said this would not work. I want to hear his thoughts on this one. Westbrook started off, they went 0-5. And then they won four. I think they went 0-5 or 0-4, one of them. And then they won a win streak. Then they lost one and they won one. So, talk to me, Dave. Will this work long term this year? When I say long term, this year, or will it crumble before the season ends? Talk to me.
I know it seems like I should be, you know, coming to my senses, as most people would say, and say the Clippers are going to continue this run. They've won, what, 6 of their last 7 games. Westbrook has been playing his role as he should. Kawhi Leonard has been on the tear. Of course, with PG being there helping out, this team looks really good. But no, I'm sticking to what I said. I don't think the Clippers – It's worked out. It's worked out these last few games. I understand that. They won 6 of the last 7 games. They've been playing well. Kawhi Leonard been balling out, of course, shooting better than I predicted that he would. Now, said not me thinking that he was going to be a terrible shooter, but he's shot and he's overachieved as far as shooting to me, especially
not the cap.
Tomo, I'm about to kick you off the show.
Hey, but I didn't do that for Blaze, man. We'll go ahead.
It's all good. That's all good. But I still don't think the Clippers are going to be able to do much when it comes to playoff time. Mm. That was the biggest That was the reason why I said that. It was more so for playoff time. I don't see them being able to make a run to make it to the Western Conference Finals. I believe they have a good shot to get in the second round, but I don't think they're going to make it to the Western Conference Finals. I don't see that.
All right. Tomo, I'll go last on this one.
Should we go with, like you said, are they going to pop, fizz, or are they going to fuzzle out, man? So I think what's going on here, you know, it's like the high top fade. So, you know, back in the day, it had its peak, and then, you know, you get the fade on the side. Right now, Russ is that lower end of the fade. Like, it's coming to a screeching halt with the career-wise. Dave, I don't want to agree with you, but I got to agree with you. Like, it's going to fizzle out. Like, I see the match happening, but it's just something about that Clippers team that just don't – it's like a rash. You know, it's just like – or a net at a barbecue. It's just like, it's a, you know, it's there, but it's just like, is it there? So you keep smacking your ears. They've been like 5-6 since Russ got there. You know, he averaging 13 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds. Like, he found his role within the team. But for some reason, I feel like they just literally replaced John Wall with John Wall without the injuries. A guy who's running up and down the court, and he can give you a little bit on the defensive end. Maybe Russ can give you more on the defense. I mean, on the rebound side, but rebounds. Yeah, I caught myself. On the rebound side, but outside of that, they literally just got rid of a injured point guard to bring in the same guy.
Mm.
And Kawhi Leonard being around, it makes it easier to watch. And with Paul George, but I don't see them doing too much. Even if they do make the playoffs, I don't see them going too far. So this run, it was fun, but you're done, son.
All right. I disagree with both of y'all. So when we first did this, I said that I like the move. And Westbrook is better than John Wall. He's a better passer than John Wall. And he's a better rebounder than John Wall.
I'll give you that.
I think he's better pass right now. I think he's better passer.
I mean, right now he's not playing. So yeah.
But we get the Clippers. If you're talking flashiness, all right, John Wall might have that. But as a pure passer, I'm going with Westbrook. I'm sorry.
Westbrook is a way more efficient passer, for real.
With the Clippers. I'm talking about their run with the Clippers. I'm comparing the two stints with the Clippers, not their career.
That's what I'm talking about. With the Clippers, he's been doing his thing. With one thing about Westbrook with the Clippers, he pushes the pace. He changed the pace of the game.
Wall was doing that, too.
Yeah, no. This is no more about John Wall. This is about my bad. So he better pass than John Wall rebounder. So Westbrook, I like the addition to him. Now, one thing, David, you said about not liking him in the first video was Norman Powell, and he's been hurt. So we haven't really seen Westbrook a lot when Norman Powell was on the roster, you know, because he got hurt. I think that's that third game. So I like it. You know, I think the good thing about Westbrook is he's with a coach that can handle Westbrook, Ty Lue. Ty Lue had a talk with him when he first came in. He said, we want you to be yourself, but within our offense. Meaning, don't do too much. All right? Be yourself. Don't try to be somebody you're not. But do it within our system, Westbrook. And the first few games, you know, turnovers, they had bad momentum. And it's not just Westbrook. They had a whole new team. Eric Gordon got added, Bo Hollins, Plumlee. So they had a lot of new pieces they had to get used to. And they play the Kings twice, so what can you say? And then they go on a little win streak. Lost one, win one. So I like the move, and I'm going to give you my premature. Listen, I said this when they first made the trades, all right? Since the All-Star break, this is my picks since then. I got the Clippers going to the Western Conference Finals. I got the Clippers. I think I told y'all this is the best chance.
Bruh.
The Clippers have to win a championship, right, since the bubble.
Bruh.
And this is the best chance Westbrook has to win a championship since that last year in OKC when they went to the finals. This is the best opportunity for them to win a championship. When you look at the Western Conference right now, literally, who can you say is head and shoulders better than the Clippers? The Suns? We're not, though. If you look at the Clippers roster, they legit. They got Kawhi Leonard.
the matchup right now, if the season ended today, would be Phoenix and the Clippers.
I hate the Clippers, dog.
You got the Clippers beating them with a healthy KD.
Okay. I mean, they don't have depth. One thing about the Clippers, man, they got Kawhi Leonard who can go toe-to-toe with KD. Y'all know Kawhi Leonard in the stretch, right? He's averaging 30 points a game, shooting 52% from the field, 52% from three. I mean, the man is crazy. The man is healthy, and he's playing well. Paul George is averaging 26 in this stretch, right? And then you got depth behind that. So I like the Clippers. I'm taking Ty Lue over Monty Williams any day.
Joe, I'm sorry.
That's how I'm feeling right now.
Do you know what KD was doing to that man when they played the Raptors?
Well, KD,
he was giving Kawhi before he got hurt. He was giving Kawhi buckets.
Oh yeah, I feel you. But he played with the Phoenix Suns.
He gonna do it again.
The Phoenix Suns, yeah, this ain't Phoenix Suns that went to the NBA finals just a couple seasons ago, Joe.
The same one that went Game 6 with the Clippers without Kawhi Leonard. Now imagine if Kawhi Leonard would have played. No finals for the Phoenix Suns.
You'd have been. Yeah, but they got KD now. This is different.
No, he mentioned that KD cooked on whatever. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, he played with the Warriors. When Steph Curry's on the court, Klay Thompson's on the court. This team is not.
He got Devin Booker.
Yeah.
But they're not deep. That's my whole point. They're not deep. They're not deep at all. They got. I mean, who they six man? I mean, they do got. They got Terrence Ross. That's a good pickup. Terrence Ross cooked us when we played them. But I like the Clippers, man. I just do. I like their team. I like Kawhi Leonard. I think Kawhi Leonard in the playoffs can go toe to toe with anybody. It's like something else. So
I think he likes something else.
I'm just saying, right now
he likes something good up in Rhode Island. I don't know what it is, but Joe, you might need to go ahead and pass that down.
And also, I know KD could fit anywhere, but I mean, we're talking about a 7-game series. You know, it's different in a 7-game series. Chemistry matters a lot.
Yeah, you so, can't load right. in 7 games, Mr.
KD don't need a lot of chemistry. Like it's shown when he goes to a team that's ready, that. When KD has gone to a team that made it to the finals, what happened? He helped them go win 2 finals.
What team you talking about? The Warriors?
Yes.
The team he had a 4th season with? That team? No, I'm dead serious.
That's a good point.
Look, first of all, the Warriors were a 7-3-9 team. They were an Oreo machine already. The Suns are not no Oreo machine. The Suns are a lot of pick and rolls.
They went to the finals two seasons ago.
Bro, stop bringing up that finals run. That was first of all, that Phoenix Suns. Let's break it down. They played the Lakers, who AD got hurt. All right. So, okay. They played the Nuggets, who Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. was hurt. They played the Clippers, who Wednesday was hurt, Kawhi Leonard. They played the Bucks when Giannis was still hurt the first 2 games, and once he was fully healthy, what happened? 4 straight. That was a fraud, Phoenix team. We saw it last year. What did Luka do to him last year? Outscored him in the first half. That was a fraud. I don't believe in the Suns. I believe in KD, but I don't believe in the Suns at all. They a bunch of front runners. So I'm picking the Clippers. If they go head to head right now, I got the Clippers. I get you, KD, but I don't want to hear nothing about Devin Booker. I don't hear nothing about Devin Booker.
I'm willing to put a wager in for that.
Oh no! Listen, I ain't putting a wager on the other team.
Oh, no, I got Phoenix winning that in six games. I got Phoenix winning that series in 6 games.
Oh yeah, okay. Don't sleep on the Clippers, man.
I'm not sleeping on them. I'm not saying the Clippers are trash, but I think you sleeping on the Suns. That's what I think.
Listen, I respect KD. Listen, all that stuff, but I don't believe in the Suns. I think the Suns are straight frauds.
If KD's not playing, then I got you. But if KD's playing, I'm picking Phoenix.
KD coming back right before the playoffs. You talking about him coming right before the playoffs and running to round 1 against the Clippers and beating them? That's wild. Now it's not wild. That's believable. But put money on it. That's crazy.
I got it happen, Joe.
Life.
No, the Suns are the Suns. I'm not really. I call them frogs. They like front run. And they haven't really made noise. Like the teams, the Lakers were hurt. The Lakers were up when they got hurt. I know Chris Paul got hurt too, but we're talking about Anthony Davis. All right. And then we're talking about Kawhi being hurt. If Kawhi wasn't hurt, bro, they would not be in that finals.
You just named two people who known for being hurt, though. But
Jamal Murray and you're right. I'm just saying they make noise. If they don't make noise and talk trash and all that stuff, then I'll probably be all right.
Most Clippers don't make noise, though, Joe.
You said what?
What Clippers don't make noise?
Yeah, all he
got some 2023. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they all make noise.
Oh my God, come on. All right.
I had your back, Tom. I knew what you were talking about.
But Clippers don't make noise. All right. Let's go to our last topic
for the playoffs. Watch.
Need to get that sound, Tomo.
Yep.
So yeah, I hope they play first round. We're gonna see.
Oh, that's gonna be good.
All right, so we got this clip for y'all. Dylan Brooks sounded off in his press conference about Klay. They asked him about the trash talk between him, Klay, and the Warriors and stuff like that. And this was his response.
He's got 4 rings. And that's all he was saying. His motivation to us. You know, we want a ring as well. But we need to go through the process of steps that, you know, we did last year. And keep going and learning from it all. You know, it's friendly trash talk, but, you know, I just pulled a lot of real estate over there in San Francisco.
Why people sniff when they take a shot?
You do that sometimes.
I do it all the time. I do it all the time. All right, so look. Normally, I don't talk about the Warriors, all right? Normally got good things to say about the Warriors. I'm a huge Steph Curry fan. Love Steph Curry. I like to see the Warriors win. I always tell people if the Kings don't win, I won't mind seeing Steph Curry win another ring. But come on, man. I mean, how many times Klay gonna throw the fourth championship? How many times he gonna do that?
Bruh.
All right, first of all, he thought he was Kobe. It's out there. When Kobe did it a year before his farewell tour. So Kobe was done. I mean, he was done with his career for real.
Yeah, Klay
Thompson, you came out and said you want to be an all-star still. That's what you said. So your career is still intact. And last time I checked, the Grizzlies beaten them. Last 8 regular season games, the Grizzlies have beaten them 5 out of 8 times. And they lucky John Morant got hurt last year because they beat them by 40 without John Morant. So all I got to say is just show up, Klay. It's not like Dylan Brooks is pulling the Devin Booker and waiting until the game is over. He's talking trash from the jump. He's talking trash before the game, like after the game, during the game. So don't get mad at the guy. I mean, just show up and beat him because guess what? When the Warriors beat them in Golden State, what did Klay do to Dylan Brooks when he fell down?
Bruh.
Talking trash, showboating, all that stuff. But now Dylan Brooks talking trash. He went through all the four. But did you win any Finals MVPs? I mean, Klay was a big part of it. He was. He was a big part of it. Big part of it, but just imagine. Let me think of an example. Just imagine, like Joe Dumars. He's looking at Charles Barkley too. Joe, bro, Joe. I know you're a good player, all right. But Zeke was the guy.
That was
Joe Dumars won Finals MVP. Klay Thompson didn't do that.
That was a bad example. Joe didn't work.
So my whole thing is, bro, you are on the court right now. How about you beat Memphis? Last time I checked, Memphis the number 2 seed. Last time I checked, Warriors for the 7th seed to play in. So Dylan Brooks have every right to do what he's doing, talking trash. So I respect your rings, Klay, but sometimes you gotta handle it in the ring. Tomo, talk to me.
Whew, man, I ain't think you gonna have that much smoke for Klay Thompson, man. That's crazy.
Hey,
man. I mean. I was going to come on here and say, look, man, Dylan strikes again, man. Dylan the villain. He, like you said, you read off the record between the two. But for me, I'm going to say Dylan Brooks is 4-0 against the Warriors mentally because he like in their head. You'll see him talking trash. It's Klay, Steph, Draymond. I mean, he'll probably talk trash to the people on the bench if they get in the court. He'll probably talk to Dylan Brooks at the end of the day, even if they are losing. The last 2 games they won, so Dylan up. Like, he up. So tell, like he said, give Draymond the mic so he can talk about me again so I can play better. Because he definitely scored 4 more points than he did the last game. And he was 4 for 4 from 3. So he was on a mission. Y'all come back. I know y'all said it's not a rivalry, but it's some new kids on the playground. And all that, like you would say, Joe, front running that the Warriors was doing, y'all gonna have to show and prove. Like, I know y'all had your little spat with the Suns, but you know, the Suns and the Warriors, they kind of like, they like brothers, you know, a little bit, you know, they like play cousins. Meanwhile, the Grizzlies are acting like that bully. They like they want some of your tots, if you know about Napoleon Dynamite. And they ready to kick your pocket if you don't want to share them. So Dylan, keep doing it, bro, because it's interesting. They
Yeah, I'm gonna take a different approach.
Okay.
I would take a different approach. I got my boy Clay back. Clay, do your thing, my guy. Throw them fours up. Hey, this will happen. When it mattered last time, what happened? You lost. You lost when it mattered. Clay's only talking about when it matters. Hey, it's a regular season. It's a regular season. You got us in the regular season. Like Joe said, you won 5 of the last 8 games in the regular season. Hey, you can have a regular season. What happens in that when that playoffs happen? You got bounced. I understand Ja got hurt, but either way, you got bounced. And you can't use that as an excuse as Ja being hurt, because wasn't the Grizzlies team good last year without Ja Morant? Didn't they have a winning record without Ja Morant last year? Wasn't a lot of people saying that last year? So we can't use it as an excuse. They were a good team with them and without them. They were better without them than they were with them. They had a better record without them than they did with them. So that's no excuse. You lost the series, my guy. Until you come and beat the Warriors in the playoffs, I'm going to go with the Warriors. It only matters when you put someone out the playoffs and win their championship. Like Clay said, like Draymond said, it's not a rivalry until somebody else beats the other and wins the championship. They haven't won a championship. Now, the rivalry was Cleveland and the Warriors. They were going back and forth. They met each other in the finals 4 years straight. And the Warriors won 3 out of 4 rings. So, there you go. That's a rivalry. A rivalry is Lakers, Celtics, Bears, Packers, Ravens, Steelers,
Mavericks,
49ers, Cowboys. You know, those are rivalries. Red Sox, Yankees, Grizzlies and Warriors, that's not a rivalry yet. How many rings does the Grizzlies have? Somebody tell me. None. Until they're able to win a ring, I'm going to go with Clay. Yeah, I get it. It's the regular season. You got it right now. You got it. It's regular season. Do your thing. Talk all the trash you want to LeBron. Hey, you are in the Warriors real estate in the regular season. But it's also because you are always talking about them. Remember, Draymond said nothing about you until you talked about them. So it's not always them. You got a lot of Warriors in you. Warriors are in your real estate, my guy. Sounds like you got them in your head too. You're always talking about them. So hey, they're gonna talk about you too. And remember, Clay had that thing to say about Jaren Jackson Jr. because they said strength in the numbers. And he was like, look, don't talk about strength in numbers. That's we started. We won a championship. You didn't. We got strength in numbers. Don't try to copy off us. Until you win the ring, shut up.
So Clay basically told them.
Stop the cap.
So look, you might make me debate against the Warriors. And I love the Warriors. I have no – listen. Clay, I respect his 4 rings. I respect that. You can always do that. 4 rings. But when you say they beat them when it mattered, I believe they did, David, in a play-in. They put the Warriors out the play-in. Don't forget about that.
Okay, in the play-in. When Steph was just coming back, they were hurt. I understand that.
Okay, so they weren't hurt last year in the playoffs?
Were the Warriors better without Steph? Were they good when they were injured? No, they were not.
That's the regular season, David. And the playoffs is different. When you can scheme, you can adjust from game to game. You need your
superstar to bring you home. A lot of people said they can use it as an excuse though, because they were good without them.
I'm not using an excuse, but you're using the Warriors being hurt as an excuse. That's why I brought that up. You said they were hurt. All I know is Steph Curry was there. He was leading the league in scoring. They played him one game. Look, first of all, the Warriors lost to the Lakers. Then they lost to Memphis. So the Warriors were even more desperate.
Okay.
So they lost to Memphis. So the Memphis did beat them when it counted. So you got to look at it from Dillabrook's standpoint. All they know is when we had Ja, y'all not better than us. That's how they look at it. We got Ja, y'all can't beat us. And then the playoffs, we lost Ja, and y'all beat us. Fine and dandy. But when we see y'all after that, we own y'all right now. And right now, they're the 2 seed, and the Warriors are scraping to get into the play-in. So he can throw the 4 all he want. I get it. But eventually, at some point, Clay, y'all going to have to beat this team. All right? If y'all see this team in the playoffs, you can't throw the 4 rings y'all lose. I get it. That's a pass. Move on. And how about you show them something by beating them?
And that's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is until then, Dillon Brooks can't say nothing. No, I'm not saying he can't talk trash. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is he can't really say that he got real estate and going in San Francisco. Until you beat them in the playoff series, not the play-in, in the playoff series, until you beat them in a 7-game series, Klay Thompson can keep putting them fours up.
Yeah, fours up. They've been expecting Klay Thompson too.
Hold on. But that he can. It's not about the size of the land. He don't have 40 acres and a mule when it comes to real estate. He may have like a little piece of the port.
He got a piece of land. He got a piece. Yeah. Of, he got a little piece.
Yeah,
of
a little it. Bit. You got to say that. All
right. He got a little piece of it because he definitely in Klay.
You know, Klay, you know why he got real estate, bro? Because Klay said 2 years from now, nobody want to know who he is. If that's the case, why you even talk about it? Like, people talk trash all the time, but it's
Klay though. You remember when Klay said something about LeBron James crying, calling him soft, and what happened?
They came back.
So all a hey, Dylan Brooks. I'm not saying you LeBron James, but
no, he ain't LeBron James.
But
he more like Draymond Green. That's what
exactly. Hey, do your thing. If y'all beat him in the playoffs, hey, you got it. But until then.
He can still throw up the four, though. Like, that could always be his comeback. Like, if he even put him out in the playoffs, he's just going to be like, we still got four.
When it comes to the playoffs, I don't want to see them fours. To me, this is me saying this now.
Okay.
If they beat him in a playoff series, I don't want to see this.
But you know that's going to be there. That's going to be there.
He can throw the fours, but, like, it's like, okay, you got four championships. We respect that. What have you done for me lately? Not lately, they just won a championship.
Put you out of the playoffs. Put you on the playoffs and win the championship.
I'm fast forward to what you're saying. If they would have beat them in the playoffs, so it's kind of like, all right, Klay, we know you won four rings, bro. Like, all right, what are you doing about now, though? Like, how you gonna beat them? Like, come on, bro. Like,
hey, be careful.
It's like, don't you hate that? Like you play somebody mad on 2K, they probably beat you like the last four times, you know. And then you come around, you spank them the fifth time. But I beat you, bro. I don't care about them last four times. I'm whooping you right now. What you talking about? That's what they're going through right now.
That's a sign of a sore loser.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, so.
That's what Garcia right. gonna do when he loses the tank, but we're not gonna say too much.
Look at Mark. You guys find in the crowd room for your day. Get him, Dave. Get him, Craig. Get him, Craig.
Nah, I should have played this. Come on, Joe.
Hey, this is so. Hey, I had so much fun in this thing, for real. So much fun in this thing. All right, y'all, let's wrap it up. So, when the money was on the line, you lost. Hey, so did the Warriors in the play-in.
Hey, what we talking about recency?
Get love with his eyes closed, LeBron. Eyes closed. Man, I couldn't even. I saw three rounds. What he LeBron saying?
Oh, yeah.
He said, three. Come on, man. Like, come on, bro.
Man, you talking about acting.
And look, I like. That's how I know. I'm really... You know, keeping it real. I'm a Warrior. I like the Warriors. You feel me? I root for the Warriors. Even though they are a rival in the division, I like the Warriors a lot. But, Klay, I'm tired of that four, man. Like, bro, just beat them. Like, come on. Like, nobody cares about that right now. When you retire, like Kobe was about to retire? Come on. Now, when Kobe lost to the Mavericks in the playoffs, he wasn't putting up the fives.
That's the he problem. Was. He was saying bye.
Okay.
It's time to go. All
right, let's see go. Ya. All right, so like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, share this video with some. Oh, I'm gonna say that again. You probably didn't hear me. Like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Just read the bottom. Share this video with somebody that you guys know so they can go back and watch it. We're gonna clip these things. I said clip these videos up individually so you can watch it tonight. And appreciate y'all for using that comment section. Y'all always lit in the comments, man. You know, my man Blaze showing up after the Clippers segment. I said a lot of good things about the Clippers, and he missed it again, you know. Then he gonna think I'm hating the Clippers, you know. But anyways, yeah, definitely appreciate y'all using that comment section. Y'all lit every day we on here over in the comment section. Tomo, talk about those Instagram chats we have.
We finally got the on-air debate between Joe and David. Y'all notice why I got quiet? I've been waiting for this moment since our trio has sparked. I'm like,
I knew you was gonna like that, Tomo. That's why I took that angle. I said, hold up. I thought Joe was gonna be on my side, but nope, I got him on this.
Hey, as soon as I seen that, I said, you know what? I'm out. Go ahead. I felt like Dave. I was like, yeah, this feel good. But look, if you want to be a part of this greatness outside of just watching us on the show, you can join these chats. You see the logos there. We got the NBA, NFL, MLB. I'm about to say Major League. Let me be professional. Major League, NCAA. That's football and basketball. And we got boxing. And these are all Instagram chats. Like, we always tell y'all about following the ticker, you know, to hit us up on the social media so you can join some of these chats. But you see it right there. The picture's right there. There's an Instagram logo right there. You hit us up at Refuse to Lose Sports and we'll add you to the chat. If you're on Facebook right now and you're like, well, I don't have Instagram, but I want to be a part of these chats, just keep coming on the show, jumping in the comments and liking. And maybe you want to create an Instagram account so you can be a part of the chats, because the debates is even more. Like, I'll give you an insight, right? We have a guy that comes on the show a lot. He knows a lot about basketball, but he's into betting. He put a parlay in for baseball and lost by one leg. You know the first thing he said? Hey, put me in the baseball chat so I can learn more about baseball. You see what I'm saying? The more you know, the more your money will grow. So join some of these chats. Learn about a sport you don't know about. But also, what better place to be outside of the barbershop but at home with your phone, and you can bring up a topic like, hey, is John Wall being blackballed from the NBA? Is Russell Westbrook really a better passer? You know, you can just throw a little stuff out there and you can start a whole debate, you know, and it'll just run down from there. You'll have people that want to be on your side. You may have some folks just on the opposite side. But being a part of these chats will make your social media experience so much greater. Be a part of the family. Hit us up. If you're on YouTube right now, you want to leave your at name in the comments. We'll add you to the chat. If you're on Twitter, you can leave your at name on the ads or in the DMs, and we'll add you to the Instagram chats. If you're on TikTok, same thing. Leave it in the comments. We'll add you to the IG chats, and boom. Like I said, right now, most valuable chat adder is Jerry right now. He won that award. Like, he came in the chat and just took off. So shout out to you, Jerry, and Danny Dollar. He even gave Danny Dimes a new nickname.
Danny Dollar. All right, y'all. So let's wrap this up. Last words. Let's get it, man. Sacramento, keep lighting that beam. We got Utah. If y'all want to see, look, the last two times we played, we beat Utah in the first two games by a margin of 3 points combined. It's been close games, both games. Kevin Herter hit a game winning three on the first one. And then De'Aaron Fox on Lloyd Marketing. Game win layup. All right. So if y'all want to see a good game, most likely it's gonna be a good game, y'all. All right. We got somebody I want to get into the chat. We got you, Daryl.
I got him.
You got him. All right, cool. Let's get it. So shout out to Carl, Michigan State. I'm not a Michigan State fan, but I gotta give my man Carl a shout out. I feel you. You're the last one standing. Last one standing in the chat. I'll get you a shout out real quick. But that's what I got for y'all.
Look, man. Y'all seen my rant, so I'm good. Just go back and watch that Wizards segment, and I'll tell you all about, like, what that was my last words. I ain't really got too much to say, but, hey, keep liking and subscribing to the show, man. We're growing every day. I think we have 520 right now, maybe 519, but, hey, the we're growing. So appreciate y'all.
Yep. The numbers are growing every week, so we definitely appreciate y'all going there. Shout out to my guy, Garnett. He's a huge Cowboys fan. You're going to like that, Tomo. He's a big Cowboys fan, but he's a sports fan. He actually used to coach football. One of his players are actually going to be in the NFL draft, and is projected to be the number one offensive lineman drafted in the NFL draft this year.
So he's going to be a Cowboy. So it's just all fits.
No, he's not going to be a Cowboy, but he's going to be drafted. So shout out to him. And then I just got to say one thing. I know your done son is tomorrow, Tomo. But I got your done, son, for somebody real quick. Duke, you're done, son. All right, that's it for me. That's it.
You're done, son.
That's it. I'm a little upset, but hey, I had to do it.
All right, y'all. That's all we have for y'all today. We'll see y'all next episode.
Peace.
Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all the next episode.